This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
Rolling to Barclays, watching Giannis chuck up inefficient threes, sipping on under juice.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
The NBA playoffs are supposed to offer you something that other sports don't, that the best teams in general make it to the end. Here's what Team A has. Here's what Team B has. Let's answer the question. We're not going to answer that question this year.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Ah, you're damn right it is. You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you on BetQL, live on Odyssey.com and the Odyssey app and BetQL stations around the country. We appreciate you joining us here on this wonderful Wednesday, as Ken and I get set to bring you the Wagertainment for the next 4 hours, talking all things sports betting, proudly presented, as always, by the Bet River Sportsbook. Deposit $250. You will get that $250 match at our show sponsor, BetRivers.com. Also want everyone to download the BetQL app and visit BetQL.com for the tools you need to beat the sportsbooks, including Dem algorithms. It is a wonderful Wednesday. It is June 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2021. The show Twitter account at You Better You Bet. The show Instagram account at YBYB Sports. I am on Twitter and Instagram at The Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. Ken Barkley on Twitter at Lockie Lockerson. Four phenomenal guests coming your way on this Wednesday. The Bear is going to join us. Chris Felica from ESPN coming up later this hour. We'll do Euros with Chris. We'll do hockey with Chris. And we'll do college football, of course, with the Bear from ESPN's College Game Day, Stanford Steve and the Bear podcast. Our pal Brian Scalabrine joins us in hour number two, former NBA champion, Odyssey Sports NBA insider. We'll talk all things NBA playoffs with noted betting degenerate. I'm not even kidding. He's actually said that on our show. The great Brian Scalabrine, one of the Joes from BetQL Daily, Joe Giglio, going to join us in hour number three, talking all things Major League Baseball, give us some bets for tonight, and talk about the disgrace that is Rob Manfred and the clown show that's become Major League Baseball. Can't wait to talk with Joe Giglio and our pal Sam Panayotovic of Ness and Fox Sports and the Chicken Dinner podcast. Sam has been all over the Montreal Canadiens, been killing it in hockey, been killing it with Trae Young props in the NBA postseason. So we'll do NHL, NBA, and a little Major League Baseball with our pal Sammy P. We've got Euro Cup games going on right now. We'll be live sweating France, Portugal, and Germany, Hungary with football. And we'll go from football to football. Can the Philadelphia Eagles fly over their win total this year? It's the second time this week I've promoted that topic. Today, I promise we will get to it. National Football League coming in hour number two. We're going to break down last night's game between the Suns and the Clippers, including the final 2 minutes that took 10 hours. We'll break down last night's game five between the Canadiens and the Golden Knights. Power hour in the final hour. All our bets for tonight, including side total and props for the Milwaukee Bucks and the Atlanta Hawks game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. You will also get our golf pets, River Highlands, and the Travelers Championship on the PGA Tour this weekend. Tyler Morales, our old DP, will return for that segment to give us his bets for the Travelers Championship. We are doing so much on the show today, including what we're not doing on the show to lead hour number three. Ken Barkley, happy Wednesday. How you doing?
Doing great. Happy Wednesday to you. And off an insane NBA game last night that took forever and had 100 different twists and turns. And we'll get to the, you know, there's almost the game breakdown and then the, like, how we consumed it breakdown of us just sitting there like what am I even watching right now? What is this stuff with all the reviews and everything? But before we get to that, do like a little mini abbreviated power hour here. Got a baseball bet coming up in an hour. If you're interested.
Is it the San Francisco Giants?
It might be the Giants bet. Great. -125 or better. Right.
I bet the -124 literally about 10 minutes ago. So I'm really happy that you like that.
Yes, that's what I was a 5-0 winner for us last night. I think I said that was like the bet I felt the best about. You tailed. We both won. They were a dog in that game, which is crazy. Otani's pitching. They're obviously a small dog because Gausman's pitching for the Giants. But if anybody wants to sweat that game with us throughout most of the show, 4 p.m. Eastern time, Giants, that will be a bet for me. So not only do we have the Euro soccer that you can kind of walk us through what's going on as we go. I don't have the games on in here right now. But in addition to the soccer, we have a little bit of baseball sweat going on, too.
I love that. I placed that bet like about 20 minutes ago on the Giants. So you're like, oh, I've got a baseball bet. I'm like, I hope it's the Giants. And then it is the Giants.
Angels run line. Let's go.
So Los Gigantes for myself, Ken Barkley, Rick Camp in our show chat. Rick Camp is on that as well. Maybe Eli will bet it too. Maybe Bill will bet it. We'll make it a show bet for the San Francisco Giants starting at 4:10 p.m. Eastern. I do want to get to Scott Foster in the end of the game last night. I want to do that here in this opening segment. But a couple of things I want to hit first. I want to make sure that we're able to get these in over the course of the show today. How about the Golden Knights not starting Robin Lehner last night?
I thought of you. Thought of you
immediately. How about that?
Yeah.
How about it? And then, look, I'm not saying it's Marc-Andre Fleury's fault that Montreal was able to kind of dump truck the Golden Knights last night in Vegas, but I don't think it helped. You know, an early bad rebound by Fleury leads to an early goal by Montreal. Montreal won nothing, and then the Canadiens just kind of steamroll them from there. That kind of, you know what? I felt like Ken Barkley in that moment because I was like, you know what? I absolutely drilled the handicap of this game. Like, couldn't have nailed it anymore. That must be, Ken, what you feel like on a daily basis here on You Better, You Bet. Just slamming this stuff. I killed it. I got to give myself credit. Absolutely nailed it.
That was phenomenal. I thought of you immediately. I texted you because I'm not watching the game. I'm watching like some NBA stuff, and I follow the NHL goals account on Twitter, which obviously every time there's a goal, it's the goal scorer and what it makes the score. And I saw one cross for Montreal and I was like, oh man. And then I look and it has the goalie who allowed it. It's like Marc-Andre Fleury. I text you immediately and I go, Fleury starting with like the alternating question marks and exclamation points. Cause we had like, this is not me being an expert, but like we had Eddie Olczyk on and he was pretty sure Leonard was going to start. Like he was like, well, I think you ride the hot hand in that situation.
It's obvious. And, I mean, this is what goes on. I've been watching hockey for 30 years. This is what always happens in the NHL. People are like, oh, well, this was the plan all along. Well, you know what we know what you do. You scrap the plan in favor of a better plan. And the better plan was to start Robin Leonard, in my opinion. Right.
Yeah. And so this isn't, my analysis per se, but just, I try to listen to what everybody on the show comes on and says about this situation. I was stunned that he was in the game. And then, of course, Montreal scores first, wins the game, kind of going away. What did they close at last night?
I got +195.
Okay. So not bad.
No.
were there any comments? I don't want to put you on the spot. Were there any comments after the game about like playing going forward goalie wise
I don't think we know what they're going to do, but I feel like Peter DeBoer has kind of painted himself into a corner here with starting Fleury.
Yeah.
Because now, like, if you go back to Leonard, it's like Leonard may be cold. Yep. He completely screwed this whole thing up, Peter DeBoer. So we'll see what happens.
What if it's Leonard in game six? What would you do in that spot? Just real quick. We don't have to do the full picks right now. Have you thought about it?
I think the Golden Knights are DED dead. I think they're done. I think it's over. I don't care. It doesn't matter who they start tomorrow night.
A couple weeks ago. That's wild. That's insane.
And listen, bet the Canadiens for the series at the start of this getting more than +300. So we're sitting on some good money here with the Montreal Canadiens. So good stuff in the NHL. We'll do a little NHL later this hour with the Bear, Chris Felica. A little Euro talk from what we had earlier today before we get to the NBA viewing experience.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Slovakian goalie Dubravka. This guy on the take?
I mean, if we found out after he was, would you be the least bit surprised?
So for people that don't know, I had the under in the game. Did you bet Spain-Slovakia?
I don't know. I had nothing in the match.
Okay. Well, yeah, I had the under. And Spain win 5-0, but like it just started the avalanche. Dubravka literally put the ball in his own net, was the first goal of the game. Like went to punch it at, like over the net and punched it into the net. It sounds ridiculous. When you watch it, I promise it will look even more ridiculous. Like, how does this happen? The
like
second goal he let
fly.
Up.
It's like a baseball infielder trying to catch a pop fly, and instead of catching it, hitting it forward.
Like it's volleyball instead of baseball. Right. Yep. Like, what are you doing, man? And hit both teams to score in the Poland-Sweden game, which Ken featured an absolutely outstanding ending. And I know, I feel like I say this a lot, whatever. In moments like this, and we'll get to the NBA game from last night in a second, like great game last night, marred somewhat by the officiating at the finish. An epic finish with Poland-Sweden, but just like high drama in St. Petersburg for the ending of that game. Fans in the stands. It's really great to have this back. And like, we don't have to spend a lot of time on this, but this is really how I feel, like the human elements of this. Like, I will never take this stuff for granted ever again. Like, I had a great time watching the end of that game earlier today, Poland and Sweden.
Was excellent watching it. I mean, I had the under in Poland and Sweden. I still had a great time watching it. Lewandowski obviously scores to really kind of start the dramatic sequence of events that ends up going with, and Sweden's defense like completely falls apart, leaves him unmarked for his second goal. Really wild stuff. You're right, the crowd was crazy. But I mean, that ties into what we're going to talk about in a second, which is like the crowd in Phoenix, I think, makes a huge, huge difference in our consumption of this series. Obviously, it's not just, you know, like taking it for granted or not. It's just, it makes it way better. Like, it's just, it's awesome that Phoenix is, you know, Wilbon and Stephen A. Smith were there for ESPN, who obviously had the game. And they're basically telling, like, Wilbon's telling you, I've never heard a crowd. Like,
he literally said that. I kind of double take when he said that. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's not one to, meanwhile, he's standing next to someone who's like prone to an incredible hyperbole all the time, but he is not somebody who's prone to hyperbole. And he basically told you flat out, like, that's the best crowd, you know, basically that's tied first with whatever you want to kind of put up there, which is really wild. But that comes through on TV too. When you're watching, I feel like in game one, I said this where the game started and I'm like, oh God, am I going to watch this? Like, I'm not really that into it. And between Booker and the crowd, that kind of got me to the finish line in game one, got me into the game. Okay. That's a fun viewing experience. And last night, the crowd obviously helps a ton. Cause like, imagine the consumption of the Ayton play in an empty building in the bubble. Like, the Ayton play happens in the bubble. It's just like weird. It's just bizarre. probably still have all the reviews that you had, but it was just made it so much better that the place actually just goes bananas on it. So whether it's the Euro soccer that you're watching this morning, or Suns and Clippers from last night, I'm with you. It's awesome. And only more crowds and only more fans ahead. Football season a couple months away.
Can I ask a dumb question? Because I really don't remember the answer. Were they piping? Okay. They were piping in fake crowd noise, right? In the bubble, right?
Yeah, for some things and for each network that covered an event. You mean for the NBA bubble? Sorry.
For the NBA bubble. Because like, yes, it was like when you bring up the Ayton play, I'm thinking like the Luka buzzer beater against the Clippers and like how great that was. So like maybe we still would have liked it, but look, it's obviously not.
But that play was in Dallas? If the Luka buzzer beater against the Clippers was in Dallas, are you kidding? The
pandemonium.
Nuts. Yeah, absolutely nuts.
At some point during the show today, we will get into Max Scherzer. We'll get into Sergio Romo. We'll talk about Rob Manfred being a clown. We'll do Major League Baseball. I'm going to keep my pants on. It's just the kind of guy I am.
Will we stay tuned? Right.
Well, here's what's great. I could not be wearing pants right now and no one would know. YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Cause all you can see is our top half here. But we need to talk about the ending of the game last night. And then in the next segment, we'll give you full breakdown of what happened on the court. We'll spin it forward to game three in the series, Price moving forward in the Western Conference final, Phoenix, a 2-0 series lead on the LA Clippers. It didn't ruin the game for me or the experience for me, because the game was so good. And like the ending was obviously so electric with DeAndre Ayton. I've never seen, I am prone to hyperbole. Definitely. I don't think I've ever seen a series of replays like that before at the end of a game in any NBA, college, NFL. I don't think, Ken, I've ever seen anything like that last night. And I tweeted, I half expected in the last review, Scott Foster to look up from the monitor and be like live from New York at Saturday night.
Sure. Absolutely. I totally agree. And I would add, because I was like Scott Foster just has this like reputation that kind of follows him around. I was probably too harsh on him last night, but just the idea of I think people are kind of acting like, oh, well, like they had to review all the, like, what did you want them to do? Like these all had to be reviewed. We have to get it right. Like this is the way it has to be for anybody. And I know a lot of people watching the playoffs didn't watch the regular season. Cause why would you have watched the regular season of the NBA? This was an epidemic. This is like a theme. The final 2 minutes of these games in the regular season had review after review after review of these exact same things. And it was nauseating and it crushes the viewing experience, to be honest, because it's so funny, right? Like, so Van Pelt comes on after the game and they run a highlight of the final 3 minutes. And when you see a highlight of the final 3 minutes, that's when you actually really appreciate the insanity that was the awesome game that took place. Because guess what they did? They took out all of the pauses that were in. So it's like Paul George comes right back. Bang. Actually, well, no, he didn't come right back. It took 9.5 minutes and then he came right back. It's like, well, and then they ran the lob to 8. And well, no, that took another 7.5 minutes. And then they ran the lob to 8. And I don't know what this stuff is for, because if the idea, like, I only want to do a little bit on this because it's not, I understand it's not a gambling angle necessarily, but just, we all watched this game last night and people would be like, well, why are you mad? Like, the game was awesome and the goal is to get it right. In the first 46 minutes of an NBA game, there are literally thousands of rule violations that are uncalled. In the first 46 minutes of a game, thousands of rule violations that are uncalled, and it does not deter our consumption of the game that these are uncalled. On every free throw, there's a violation. On most free throws, somebody breaks the 10-second rule. There's a 3-second violation on every offensive possession. Do we call any of them? No. Do we just and then when we get to the final 2 minutes of the game, now we're letter of the law reviewing.
We're analyzing people. We're analyzing fingernails like it's the JFK Zapruder film. Like right. It is crazy what's going on. Like the analysis of this, like it's like assassination of a president here. It's like, well, whose fingernail did the ball go off of? Like, really? Is this right. What it's come to? We're wasting our time with this crap, with this BS, Scott Foster and NBA.
Yeah, and it's just the Beverly Booker play. Like, the offensive foul is also, like, really annoying because it's, like, well, hostile act, and it's, like, well, you didn't actually call anything on the floor. But the Beverly Booker play where the ball goes off of his hand last is called one way 46 minutes, and then in the final 2 minutes, because you're forcing them to go to the monitors and do a word-by-word, like, rule of law ruling on the play, it has to be ruled that way, and it's a joke. Can you imagine if they went to the monitor and they'd be like, because it's under 2 minutes, Giannis may have taken more than 10 seconds to shoot the free throw. We will review. They could do that on every single free throw, and they'd overturn it. Like, is that what we want? 3 seconds? When would it be like, Zubats may have been in the paint more than 3 seconds. We're going to review. And they'd have to overturn it because he was. But, like, we don't want that. We don't want any of that. So, like, I don't know what this is for. We don't want it. And the first 46 minutes, we definitely don't want it.
You know what? I don't want Germany to lose to Hungary because I have a Germany future. Guess what? Germany is losing to Hungary. Hungary scored within the opening quarter hour. Hungary up 1-0. 0-0 France and Portugal. We'll keep you updated on the Euros. But coming up next, full breakdown. On the court, Suns and Clippers, and we spin it forward to Game 3 and the rest of the series.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.